The governor may call a special session to deal with election issues, including the worry that unaffiliated voters could be left out of the next primary. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more on that. Mary?
Brian, a federal judge recently ruled on portions of SB 54, the Count My Vote compromise, and it appears his ruling could mean more than 600,000 independent or unaffiliated voters in Utah may not be able to participate in the primary next time. The governor's office says they are discussing what to do about it while waiting for more word from that judge, and a special session could hinge on whether lawmakers want to take the action the governor wants to see on state school board elections. Live, Mary Richards, KSL. KSL News Radio.
A recent ruling could mean thousands of Utahns will not be allowed to vote in the next primary. Now Utah's governor is looking at how that should be addressed. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Mary?
Brian, the governor's office says he is considering calling a special session of the legislature within a few weeks to deal with election issues, and that includes the SB 54 ruling from a federal judge recently that now seems to have left unaffiliated or independent voters out in the cold. It may mean they cannot vote in a primary. The judge may clarify or issue an injunction. In the meantime, the governor also wants action on state school board elections, too. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.